Well, another concern, and this one from medical students, some are complaining that they're not getting adequate training in medical school on how to treat opioid addiction or prescribe opioid painkillers. They know a problem awaits them. About 28,000 people died from an opioid overdose in 2014 in the U.S., and many of those deaths involved painkillers prescribed by doctors. Melissa Bailey, a reporter for STAT, our weekly partner on health and science issues, has taken a look. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me on the show.
And I love the picture that accompanies the article. It's a large group of Harvard med students standing on the steps of the med school holding up. What is that they're holding up and what are they trying to say?
Well, they're holding up naloxone, which is also known as Narcan, the overdose reversal drug. And they decided that their curriculum didn't do enough to address how you treat someone in an overdose. So they organized their own training and taught each other how to use naloxone to save people's lives if they're in an overdose. And they also went out to local pharmacies to try to buy the drug and see if they could get it over the counter.
And in some places they can. So you can't across the country, but in some places they could. And so there they are standing, holding it, sending a really clear message. But where are we on this? Because we understand the White House, the Obama administration, was asking medical schools to sign a pledge that they'd teach about opioids. What happened there?
Yeah, so the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in March issued new guidelines around safe opioid prescribing. And the White House in March asked medical schools to sign this pledge to require students to use these new guidelines for safe opioid prescribing. And so about 60 medical schools signed on, but most medical schools did not. And so I spoke to Dean Jeffrey Flyer at the Harvard Medical School about why they didn't sign the pledge. And he said he's against the general principle of taking pledges about what to put in their curriculum.
Well, so they didn't want to take directives, but what do, you know, do they realize that they have to do something? I mean, do they think that there is a lack of education? Judging from the doctors that are already in, you know, the field, it would seem that the consensus is that there is a lack of education.
Yeah, so in Massachusetts, the four medical schools here came together last November with Governor Charlie Baker, and they agreed that they do need to do more to address the opioid epidemic. So they came up with these 10 skills that they agreed to weave into their curriculum. And so they are making changes, but students say they feel like it's moving too slowly.
Yeah. And by the way, when I say judging by the doctors, I mean, obviously there are some doctors who are experts in pain management, but others are confessing they're not, and they're not quite sure what to do. And, you know, meanwhile, by the way, there are people in severe pain who are going without pain meds because doctors are afraid to prescribe them. So problems all across the board. What else are students and medical schools telling you?
Well, medical schools, if they poll medical schools, they say they are covering substance abuse and pain management in the classroom as well as the clinic. The question is the extent to which they're doing it. How much in depth are they going, and is it really pervasive through the curriculum, or is it just a one-day lesson? And I spoke to Dr. Ted Paran at Case Western's medical school. And he's been teaching this remedial course for over 20 years to doctors who get in trouble with their medical boards for over-prescribing painkillers. And he teaches doctors how to understand when it's dangerous to prescribe opioids to particular patients and how to set boundaries with patients if they're seeking drugs, but it may not be safe to give them to them.
Yeah. In other words, it's not just about prescribing drugs. It's about learning more about addictions.
Yeah, learning about when it's safe to prescribe a drug to a patient given their level of addiction. So this has been an emphasis for doctors kind of after the fact, after they get in trouble. But Case Western is now offering this course to medical students and doctors in training as a more of a preventative measure.
Melissa Bailey, a reporter for STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. We'll link you to her writing at herenow.org. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.